This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, it's an interesting year in the draft for quarterbacks. So the Seahawks signed Sam Darnold. Big whoop. But they have 11 picks in the draft. They have the number 18. They have 2 seconds and two-thirds. If they are to pick one of these quarterbacks in the draft as the future, who gets your sports pants tight?
Well,
and I have some names. You want me to list off the names? Maybe this will help.
Well, I know that. I mean,
I know you do, but yeah, we have listeners.
Yeah,
I think.
Go for it.
I mean, I think we have listeners.
Yeah, I think so. I hope.
Jalen Milroe.
Yeah, because forget about Ward and Sanders, and probably even Jackson Dart.
Those guys Dart's like number three now.
He's
probably
going to be a first rounder.
He's probably going to be a first rounder.
But you do have the 18th pick.
You're not drafted.
You do have the 18th.
Well, pick? I mean, look. I guess if you love Jackson Dart,
I would never
put anything past anyone if you fall in love with a guy, but this smells more along the lines of the third round.
Yeah.
So I would assume
that
those
three guys,
I would assume those three guys are gone.
So Milroe, Jalen Milroe, Alabama kid.
I hate it.
Will Howard, Quinn Ewers, Riley Leonard,
no.
Kyle McCord.
See, now we're I'm intrigued.
Dylan Gabriel.
No.
Tyler Shuck.
Yes. So this is the one that...
Who's the Rourke guy from Indiana?
That's Kevin.
Curtis Rourke.
Yeah. Curtis Rourke.
Or Curtis, not Kevin.
So maybe
Curtis.
One of those... Any of those guys tickle your little...
Yeah, so I'll pull off two here. First off, you know me, I hate athletic quarterbacks that aren't good. I don't get it. Jalen Milroe, go away. Please don't do that. Riley Leonard can't throw the ball. Please go away, because last time I checked, you do have to throw the ball. Will Howard is... somewhat intriguing to me, big physical guy, and I think Will Howard at times looked really good at Ohio State, but also he was playing with a team of all-stars, and I do think at times he got exposed, so that one I'm a little soft on. I think Quinn Ewers is intriguing to me. I think Kyle McCord is intriguing to me. The only thing I don't like about Kyle McCord is he played exclusively in a college shotgun system, and that doesn't appear to be what Seattle wants. You know who didn't, though? And you're hearing rave reviews about him right now. And people are saying, dude, this guy could be a sleeper and teams could fall in love with him. He's played a lot of football. He's bounced around a little bit. But he is a guy that thrives under center, heavy play action, big arm. At one point was a highly thought of kid, Tyler Shuck.
What?
So if you're looking for someone that wants to play in the Seattle scheme, right, under center, and that's my thing about McCord, I don't know where that fits. If Kyle McCord can be a guy that can play in that system, sure. Same thing with Quinn Ewers. I'm intrigued by Quinn Ewers in that at one point we thought Quinn Ewers was going to be a first-round pick. This season cost him a lot of money. Is there something there where there's some untapped potential there? And if he does slide somewhere into the third round, I would be intrigued at a top-end talent like Quinn Ewers. But if you're taking a flyer on someone in the third and fourth round from a system fit, the dude's like 6'5". He's got a big arm. They said he looked the best at the combine throwing the ball out of anyone. And he plays in a system that is exactly what you want in Seattle. And he has those strengths. And you're not going to have to teach him how to do it. And he's a guy that you can You can bring along slowly. I think Tyler Shuck is a name that I would circle with this new Clint Kubiak system that I would be intrigued by if I'm Seattle in the third or fourth round if he falls to you.
He had a good year at Louisville, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah. And he's a guy that's been beat up a little bit. Like I said, he's bounced around from Oregon to Texas Tech to Louisville. But
well, he got hurt. He didn't play in the bowl game.
Yeah. Just keep an eye on that. He is a name that you're hearing in the kind of this leading up to the draft evaluations. And when you listen to Schneider, remember he said that he kind of, there was that clip out there where he was like, hey, I didn't really think anything about these guys, but hey, all of a sudden you could hear a little pep in his voice. And Shuck's the sort of guy that you can talk yourself into when you see him, you see the physical tools and then you see the style that he plays. And it's not like he's ever played amongst elite talent. That's the sort of guy that a GM can talk himself into.
Yeah.
And if the cost isn't that high, then it's like, oh, well, if we get him in the fourth or fifth and he doesn't pan out, no big deal.
Yeah. Right.
You're not having to pay a high price for
this. And you know what? He looks like a quarterback, too. The only thing with him, and it's totally unfair, is I just think of nothing but the Oregon times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, eh. Yeah. That makes
or
me.
Or that's Cristobal.
Well, yeah, that's true. But and he was young. Like, that's so unfair.
Yeah.
But that's what I think. He was in a bad offense.
Yeah. And this is what, like...
But he also transferred three times.
Yes.
Yeah. Oregon to Texas Tech, Texas Tech.
Then again,
Tech
so is every kid these days.
Yeah. So, it's just one of those... And by the way, this is all a flyer. Like anyone... Someone said, I'm still blown away you think Seattle's looking to take a QB in this horse-ass draft. If you do not have a quarterback, you should be taking one in every single draft.
You got to be holding lottery tickets here.
Yeah. Like, I get it. You're not wasting first and second round picks on guys you don't believe in. But... at the end of the day, you need to take as many bites at the apple as humanly possible. Because while most of the elite quarterbacks do come in the first 10 to 12 picks, and that's going to be, you know, obviously that's going to be where your Josh Allen's go and your Justin Herbert's and, you know, the Lamar Jackson's and all that. But you do find the Dak Prescott's, you do find the Russell Wilson's, you do find the Tony Romo's, you do find the Brock Purdy's. I'm trying to think of who else is kind
Tom
of
Tom Brady.
Yeah, that.
Don't
Tom,
you find Tom Brady's in the
that Tom
sixth
Brady
round?
Guy? And so I think when you're taking someone in that fourth round and you're going to take a flyer, Jimmy Garoppolo, for all of Jimmy's crap, I believe Jimmy was a fourth or a fifth round pick in New England, and Jimmy ended up one throw away from winning a Super Bowl in San Francisco. Jimmy Garoppolo is not a bad quarterback. Was he elite? No. But again, you're taking shots at that. And if you're Seattle, you do not have your future franchise quarterback on your roster.
He was
right
end
now.
Of the second round pick.
Who was?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, Jimmy was the second. I thought he was later
62nd overall.
But wow. That's, and by the way, they had this guy by the name of Tom Brady, and even they were like, hey, we want another crack at this. And then Tom kind of forced
they
him out.
They thought he was going to be the next Tom Brady.
So you just do yourself a disservice. If you don't have the quarterback in the room, you should be taking shots. And that's when I like the idea of either huge upside, unfulfilled potential, or in the case of Brock Purdy, like what San Francisco said, here's a guy that's played a lot of football. Here's a guy that we think maybe not have all the physical tools in the world, but he plays in a system similar to ours. We think it kind of fits. We think he can mold him into something. He's an adult in the room, and that's where I think you can talk yourself into someone like a Kyle McCord, or for me, because of the system fit. Like, you may look at the film of McCord, who had much better numbers, but also remember, he's playing exclusively out of the gun in Syracuse, and it's like one step balls out of his hand. I don't know how that translates into this run heavy system that Seattle's going to run, but Shuck does. So maybe you like McCord a little bit more, but the fit of Shuck is better. And so, hey, we're taking a flyer. Chances are neither guy plays for us. Give me the flyer on the guy that fits what we're looking to do.
Do you think that if Tom Brady died in a fiery car accident and Jimmy Garoppolo took over in the height of Bill Belichick, that Jimmy G would be...
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Worth a couple extra $100 million and we would think of him completely differently?
Maybe not, but I don't think it's ridiculous to think that they could have won a lot of games and maybe even a Super Bowl with him, because that was a really well-run team. And we, Jimmy, for all of his flaws, Jimmy proved that he could get to the doorstep, like right there. And this is the crappy part. Again, who was the, was it Emmanuel Sanders?
That's right. Emmanuel Sanders that he overthrew. Like
half a yard. And Jimmy Garoppolo is a soup, because that was a big time throw. That wasn't like a 10-yard ball.
No, that was like a 30-yard seam route type deal.
Half a yard. And we talk about Jimmy Garoppolo completely different. If Brock Purdy just gets his right guard to not be a jackass and block someone, we may be talking about Brock Purdy being a Super Bowl champ, but it's not the way the cookie crumbles.
Yeah, I just wonder if Brady, you know, something happened to Brady and Jimmy G just was the next Tom Brady like they had planned.
Yeah.
I wonder if he, how good he, I just wonder how good he would be.
It was great, baby.
He probably would have been hurt and there was limitations, but yeah.
Well, that's what they said about Tom.
Yeah. It's,
I don't see many limitations.
Nope.
At this point.
And I, you know, you can't sit there and rely on finding a Brock Purdy or a Tom Brady or a Tony Romo, but when you don't have one, keep trying. There's nothing worse than someone that has a middle of the road quarterback, Derek Carr. I think Tua falls into this conversation, and I like Tua, but you know, anyone that isn't a top 10 to 12 quarterback, like solidified, plant your feet, you should always be looking to bring in someone into camp and take a look, because you never know when you're going to find. I get Russell. The best example of this is probably Russ. You sign Matt Flynn, and you're like, okay, Matt Flynn, we've seen him play a couple games in Green Bay. We like Mike Flynn. We're going to give him a decent contract. He's going to be our Geno Smith. He's going to be our Sam Darnold. Oh, we like this kid out of Wisconsin and North Carolina State. Oh, we'll see what happens. Doesn't have the biggest arm, right? Not the biggest guy in the world. But, you know, he's a good kid, good head on his shoulders, good program. You bring him in. And then a month into camp, you're like, God, I can't believe this. But did that's the better version. And, you know, you get a Super Bowl out of it and – you know, again, one bad, dumb decision away, and you got two.
All right. Well, that's enough Seahawks talk.
Draft linemen, Seattle.
We don't talk a lot of Seahawks here, but
good ones.
Big day for them. Let's talk about Miss Sucky.
Oh, boy.
Do you know what that means?
Yeah, I do. I do. Unfortunately, someone made a... Speaking of terrible decisions... You got to look in a mirror.
It was rough.
It was rough.
That's next on The Fan.